Blog Talk Radio.
Radio coming at you today on this Monday, August 23rd, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday, Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening, so sit back as we bring you the ladies of love, Tamika Newhouse and her friends. We'll be talking about their new book that just came out on the scene, Between the Sheets. So sit back and enjoy as we get into it. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio this evening, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at y'all today on this live and living color day that we like here. And it's really warm and nice, and I know it can take a little bit of your time just to talk about a good subject that we got today. We have special guest Tamika Newhouse and her friends all coming at you with the Between the Sheets book that is hot out there on the scene right now. So without further ado, we're going to use all our time for that. We're going to bring them in, and as I bring them up, they're just going to introduce themselves, because I don't know whose number is who. So, ladies, it's on you. How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Okay, well, if y'all could, can y'all introduce yourselves one at a time, who you are, and we'll just go from there.
Okay.
Starting with, I can call out numbers. If you like, I can say, let's start with 0691, and we'll go from there.
Hello, this is Antice. I am the author of the latest novel, Stub Princess Notorious Vendettas.
Okay.
How you doing, Antice?
2-9,
hey.
Yeah.
This is Anna Black. I'm the author of Now You Want to Come Back and Luck of the Draw. And I'm also a part of the new anthology, Between the Sheets. My title is I Got Him, But I Want You.
Okay. 4235.
Oh, I think that's me. What area code is that? That's four numbers. Okay. My name is Nikki Niehaus. I'm the author of The Ultimate No-No and The Ultimate Moment of Regret and is soon to be released, Will Love Ever Know Me? And my name, the name of my short story in Between the Sheets is titled You May Have Had Him Once.
And I think, did I say 8280?
Yes, I'm sorry. Again, that was four numbers. My name is Jess Me. My name is Jess Me, and I am a new author in Between the Sheets, and the title of my story in the anthology is Imagine.
Okay. All right, now that we've introduced all of our ladies, we want to also let everybody know out there that the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and it's grown folks radio, so anything goes. You can say whatever you want to on this show. So it's internet radio, so we don't have to worry about getting bleeped or anything. So let's get real. First thing I want to ask is, it's not really any set questions that I have. I just like to go with the flow of how this goes. And since you ladies took time out to write this great anthology, and I know it's very sensuous and sexy, let's just come up with how did you guys decide to do that? And you can decide who wants to talk and just take it from there.
Well, I'll take over the question. Between the Sheets came about probably last summer when I was looking to be involved in an anthology. I'm not going to name what anthology or who or whatever, but anyway, that kind of didn't fall through. And how I had saw it done before, I was like, I'm one of those people where I like a challenge. I looked at it and I said, you know what, I can do that, but I can probably do it better. Or, put my little twist on it,
Right.
So from there, I decided to come up with different topics, with different names to kind of name it. And I think one of them was probably Peaches and Cream or something like that. I was trying to come up with something. But at the end of the day, I said, these are all stories that are going to be told about in the bedroom, in the bed. So, everything going on here is going to be in between the sheets. So that's when I came up with the whole name of Between the Sheets. And from there, I just started putting it out there that I was accepting submissions. And at the end of the day, I started meeting a lot of great ladies. And we actually do have one male that's in the book, Michael McGrew, and he's kind of outnumbered, but hey, we tried to get a little something of the male voice inside the book too. So that's how it all came about.
All right, well, that sounds good. I'm into erotica myself. As you know, I write erotic fiction books myself, and that sounds like a really good project. And I definitely want to. Usually, I try to read the books before I have the people on the show, but I didn't get a chance to get this book yet, but I want you guys to kind of go down the line and tell us what your contribution was and how what inspired you to write the way you did and what you expect to get from what you put in there.
Okay, I'll go last. So one of the ladies, y'all can go.
Okay. Anna,
well,
you go ahead and go first.
I started off I did the intro for the book, and it's called The Appetizer. And it's just getting you ready for what you're about to get involved in. The stories are very stimulating, very erotic, and I set the stage for them from the very first page, and then we pretty much go from there.
Okay. That sounds good. So, okay, after you set the stage, then who comes in and brings it after you?
Well, I think Tamika's story is second.
Oh, yeah. I'm right after Entice with the story You May Have Had Him Once. And the whole concept of this story, when it came to me, I wanted the ladies in my story to be I wanted them to kind of be open sexually. Usually when a woman is in a relationship with a man, and that man has cheated and hurt her in, like, the ultimate way, majority of the time they break up, or the woman's so hurt, she doesn't trust him anymore, or whatever the case may be. Well, you know what? I wanted to kind of show that there could be a different outcome to that. And in this story, the main person who was dating a man, and she caught her man having sex with another woman, instead of her storming out or being or crying or being hurt, she put up a challenge. She said, you know, I'm not going to let go of him that easily, that quick, because that's what the female wanted her to do, you know. So she's like, you know what, you may have had him once, but sweetheart, at the end of the day, he's going to be with me. And I'm going to win him over with what's between my legs. And the lady took on that same feat. So these ladies, is, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to get him. He's going to go with me at the end of the day. At the end of the story, it's kind of a little, you know how short stories are. It's not a complete story, but, hey.
That's right.
It's what, you know. So that's uh-huh. He may have happened once.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know, Tamika, I don't know. This is Anna Black. I don't know what order our stories are in, but I think my story is number 4. And my story is I Got Him, But I Want You is, it was kind of challenging for me, I must admit, because I'm not a erotic writer. This is my first stab at erotica. And Tamika literally had to send my book back to, my story back to me maybe 4 or 5 times until I got it up to speed. So it took me a couple attempts.
Okay. I remember hearing that in the interview y'all did together when you was talking about
it. It was a bit of a challenge because I write romance, so I wasn't getting, I guess, dirty enough. So, but I got it there with Tamika helping me out. And my story, I Got Him, But I Want You, is just a tale of a young woman who kind of got married for the wrong reasons. She wasn't sexually satisfied, but she was stimulated by money. And when she gets into this marriage with this older man, because he's rich, she ends up finding out that she is actually attracted to his son. So she looked greedy. You know, she got the rich husband, but she really wants the son. And so she, and the feeling's kind of mutual. The son goes after her as well, seduces her. And things go down. But at the end of the story, she gets a little bit too greedy, and she tries to spread herself around a little bit more thin. So it turned out to be a decent story, I think, for my first erotic piece. I think I'll get better my next story, but it's just based on a woman kind of, you know, wanting a little bit too much. So she wants everything that doesn't belong to her.
I mean, I never knew that could happen with women. But anyway, let's go ahead on. Got to bring a little laughter here. Okay, so who's next? Do we have all the ladies that contribute to the book on right now?
Well, there's one more that's calling in right now.
Okay, is there area code 414?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to add her to the lineup.
Okay.
414,
yeah.
Are you one of the authors? Okay. All right, well, who's next with their story?
It's just me. It's just me.
Okay.
And, again, the title of my story is Imagine.
Uh-huh.
I started writing erotica because, to be honest, I was suffering from insomnia. Could not sleep, needed something to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought I needed some fun in my life.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to get it, is doing that.
It really was.
Yeah.
It did a lot for me. But
Before you go any further, let me ask you, did it help you to get some sleep after you got through writing your That's what I was
Okay, we all adults. It did. I was able to make a few phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get through it.
Oh, really?
That's
right.
Who was the phone call to?
You know what? Tamika.
Tamika being
I just want to know.
Right here on Word 60 Radio, everybody. So make sure you call in 347-215-8539 because we got some hot and heavy ladies right now on the show, and they're giving it to us. So let's get it. If you got any questions, you know, call in so we can ask these ladies, you know, what inspired them.
As long as the person that I was calling in the middle of the night doesn't call in, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you never know. I don't know the numbers. All I know is I see them coming up. So, you know.
You know what, man? I want to say 414 is one of the artists that's in the anthology.
And I have added her now, or whoever this is, I have added. So, were you done just me, or did you have more to say?
Well, let me, my story. My story is about a legal assistant who works for her brother, and there is she's raised her brother. She's taken care of her brother. Her brother's determined that he will make sure that she's taken care of at work. So what he does is there's a computer programmer that basically runs the office because there are several offices, and he tends to get attached to this one office. They have this sexual tension that eventually builds, and she describes that her name is Felicia, the name of the character is Felicia, and she allows this tension to build, and she finally gives in to her temptation because her bottom line was, you know, the brother's not so bad. Yes, he's a computer programmer, but he's got a job.
Maybe I need to
go ahead and give him the time of day. And she does. And let's just say he rocks her world. And the climax to my story rocks everybody's world.
You know, I'm definitely going to get this book because, I'm looking for, because I don't know if any of you ever read any of my erotica, but I am really very risque when it comes to writing, and I say everything that people are thinking anyway. So I put the words there so you don't have to think about it. It's right there in front of you. So did you guys do that in your book? Did you go ahead and say the words, like, I hope I'm not offending no one, but did you use dick and pussy and all of that? Did you use that in your book?
Are there any other words to describe those things?
I did have a problem with that T word, but I'm thinking like it's erotica. If you've got an erotica book, you know what you're going to get. So eventually that T word started to flow out of me. I was like, ooh, I'm saying this a whole lot. So,
it's what people are looking for when they read these books. You know, they're looking for that. So I was just wondering because, a lot of people, if they're not looking for risque, they don't need to pick it up. So, my thing is you got to give them what they're asking for, even though they don't know they're asking for it. So do y'all think y'all did that with this book? Because I want a copy and I want it signed by all of y'all. So did y'all think that you accomplished that? I mean, because I don't know how long the book's been out, but do you think that you were able to accomplish what you were trying to do with your story as well as give them, get them sensuously? Because, the reason for erotica is to get the person hot that's reading it. So do you think that you were able to do that in the writing that you did?
I think Tamika should answer that because Tamika has read all the stories. I myself have not. So Tamika, she know all the stories, so she should be able to answer that question.
Okay,
yeah, I honestly believe, I had to choose the stories, So I honestly believe that these are definitely the best of the best. And I didn't want, these erotic stories, we all know that folks are going to have sex. But I wanted a storyline, so I wanted it to be entertaining. But then again, I didn't want it to be boring, So I believe that, these authors really did kind of let loose and really open up. I mean, some of them even, they open up so bad that some of them are under, pen names. They didn't even want their real name out there. I was like, well, damn.
Well, that's usually how it is. A lot of times, a lot of erotic writers do that because they want to see how the story is going to come out as far as how it's going to be accepted. So if it's not accepted, then of course, then their real name is not tarnished. But using the perfect example, my name being Red Snapper, coming out with erotica, you want to make sure that you be able to deliver what it is you're trying to deliver to the audience that you're trying to portray or the demographic. So if you come out there with your real name, you'll be tarnished when you try to write something else in the future. So I understand that. That's something that you have to do. But once people pick it up, just like Zane, that's not her real name. All these different authors who write this way, they use these pen names because it's good to help them. And it also gives them that brand that we talked about, that you always talk about, the brand that when you write that way, they can use that. And if they decide to write in another pseudonym, they can use another pseudonym for whatever writing that they want to do. But I want to take this time right now. For those who are out there listening, if you got any questions for the ladies, it's 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And I see some callers here. Are y'all ladies up for questions? If you are,
we are always ready.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get somebody here. Let me see. I think someone has just called in. Let me see. 8549, do you have a question? Area code 901. Okay, you have a question for the ladies. Go right ahead.
It is. This is Ms. Taz checking in from Memphis.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask Destiny a question.
I would like
to know, what was your inspiration for these books? Was it personal or?
All right now. Okay. Oh, we gonna answer now.
I mean, like, were these from your younger days, or your stories, or someone else's, or a mixture of the both, or what?
You know, I'm gonna put it to you like this. I believe, because I've had other people ask me that question. I believe in living vicariously through my friends. So
here we go with the vicarious, okay?
But I think I took a mixture of. Wow. Okay. Don't joke. I think I took a mixture of. I have a best friend that lives in Memphis, by the way. So I have. My friends and I have been through some drama. So we have all of these men that we've either been involved with or we know people that have been involved with. So I kind of took a mixture of all of them and kind of wove them into this one little character.
Aww.
And his name is Stefan. So this is a man that any woman that is a woman, a real woman, can fall in love with. And then possibly winds up in a different kind of situation. So, no, it's not necessarily a personal story, but it is because, again, I live vicariously through my friends, as my friends say they live vicariously through me. So this man is probably somebody that we have all dealt with on a small level.
Okay. Does that answer my question?
Thank you.
All right.
And, you know, Red, I wanted to bring in my author, Jamika, from 414, so
okay.
She can tell a little bit about her story, Beauty.
Definitely. I'm sorry if I overlooked you. I needed to.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jamika.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my story is titled Beauty. It's about a woman who is married to an older guy, and she's being sexually deprived. What happens is she tries to reach out to her husband. He denies her, so she looks elsewhere. Just but not women when they're not satisfied at home. And she gives an alias. So what ends up happening is they eventually get together and. She starts getting fulfilled with the things that she's missing in her life, but what brings together is the alien. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay, so the next question I have for you ladies is this. Now that you've written these stories, and a lot of you, you said this was your first time writing, but most of you are not first time writing, but first time writing erotica, do you think that you would be able to take these stories and spin them off into a novel, possibly?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Anna Black, no.
No, okay. Well, Anna, that's
not your
opinion. We understand that.
Tamika, no. Everybody knows that her interview with me or talk to me, I'm not a sequel or spin-off type of girl. So
right.
My characters are done when they're done.
They're done when they're done. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else?
This is Entice. The way I pretty much open the book with appetizer is the woman is there laying in her bed and she's fantasizing about being with the man, but she's actually, she has a sex toy. And so I think that any erotica I write is probably going to, I can have that woman in there that, you know, that's celibate or trying her best to be celibate, but she's doing all these different things to avoid actually going out and sleeping with somebody.
Right.
So I think I could, but you know.
The way you did that, the way you said that was so interesting. Was that something you was trying to do, or was that just the way you talk?
Oh no, that's how I talk. You know,
okay.
This is enticing. I keep enticing. You know.
I got you. Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to answer?
I can. This is just me.
The
way that I wrote my story is I left it open because I'm in the process actually of doing just that, is taking Imagine and going ahead and completing the story out. So Stefan is ready and ready to roll.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And I finished at the end. I also left it open. My character, she got with the guy, but she's still married. So.
Right, right. Well, definitely. I know that it would be a good spinoff to go into a novel with the stories the way you explained them on Taking Pews. I'm sure people are going to want to know more of what's going on because the short story just entices them and gets them, you know, to where they want to know more. And, you know, that sounds really good because, like I said, erotica is my thing. You know, that's as Red Snapper, when I write as Red Snapper, that is definitely what I look at. And, you know, I like doing anthologies as well. So maybe in the future, you guys, if you think about it, maybe you might get the male side. I knew you had one guy, but maybe two guys, you know what I'm saying? Because I love doing this stuff. So think about that for me. This is 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio. And if there's any more questions out there, I think we may have another. Caller 210, the last four is 3759. Do you have a question?
Oh, no, I just want to tell the ladies. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, I just wanted to tell the ladies that I listened to them last time when they did the little radio interview,
uh-huh.
And y'all talked so good, and yes, I can tell you if I read a story, I'm hot and bothered, okay? So they being so good, they got me talking about erotica. I call it erotica.
All right, all right. Okay. Well, that's good. Is that all you have for them?
Yeah, I just want to tell Tamika and just me. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Who is this?
Hey.
Camera.
Well, thanks for calling in and giving your comment. Okay, is there another call? Let me try this other number here, 4292. You have a question?
Yes, hi. This is Gwen. Hi, how are you? How's everybody?
Hi, Gwen.
I have a two-part question. The first one is the ladies that are married and the ones that have male friends, have they said anything to you about and also, have they asked you to try some of the things that are in the book?
I'm going to try not to tell too much because, you know, you're not supposed to tell what goes on in the married folks' bedroom. But anyway,
but Tamika, go
I
ahead.
Am married.
You know how you are. Go ahead.
Tamika, whatever. I am married. Actually, I think like one other Arthur is married too. But I actually read it to him, and he was really like, "Oh, you, sometimes he's like, well, you know, you sometimes gonna be doing all that," and I was like, "Yeah, maybe I should try it." So my story was kind of like an inspiration for some potential acts that probably occurred that I really won't confirm if it actually happened, but it was kind of like it definitely gave me more of a leeway to do certain different things. And I always encourage folks to kind of change it up and switch it up because you don't want to get bored with your spouse or whoever you with at that point in time. So, yeah, it's me being a married and got two children. Yeah. I'll say not just my story, but some of the others too.
Well, this is Anna Black, and I'm married. And my husband hasn't read my story yet. My husband's actually overseas right now. He's not here. And the book just came out end of July. And when I wrote my story, I was trying to keep it secret because a lot of things in my story have to do with infidelity. So I don't think that would be a topic that my husband really would enjoy reading because, trust me, it's not me. It just works.
You know, a lot of people think that when you write erotica or any of the stories that you write, they think that you're in it somewhere. So I'm glad that you said that. Because a lot of people think that, well, this must be about them. Cause
no, this is definitely not about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good in my marriage. I don't want my husband mm-hmm. by the...
So
I'm sorry?
Was your question answered?
Yes, it was. It was. Uh-huh. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, let's try to get one more. I think last 4874. All right, do you have a question?
I tried to get down there. And that's why
Okay. All right, well, ladies, you know, we definitely want to get your book because, like I said, you know, I know that y'all put that twist in everything, and I always like to get the lady side of it because when you write erotica, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's women that do it. So when I try to do it, I try to give myself, you know, I try to look at it on both ends of how to do it because I don't want to just be well one-sided. So how do you, when you do this, when you write these stories, how do you try to keep it where it's like neutral, where it's not just one-sided, where it's like maybe just the female side or the male side, or is it possible to even do that? Anybody want to chime in on that?
I'll tap in into that one. This is Janisa.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I find that it's pretty easy because if you pay attention to people and like listen to how they talk and see how people do things, it's not complicated at all. For me, when I write a woman's point of view, of course it's easier because I'm a woman. But when I write in the men's, you know, point of view, I kind of go into how I think men think. I have brothers, you know, a lot of male friends. I pay close attention to the things they say, especially when they talk about women. So it becomes easier for me to say the things that I say when writing, especially sex or, you know, how a man thinks when I'm describing certain things. It's very easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
I agree with Jamaica on that. But when I go into writing in my male voice, because I do that a lot because I allow my characters to be telling the story, so it's told in first person. So when I'm done writing a male part, I usually go read it out to my husband, and he'll tell me, oh, man, I say stuff like that, because sometimes I may say a reply, and it's not really what a man would say.
Right.
So I make sure that I kind of, you know, use pick his brain.
Well, we got about 28 minutes left, and I want to give you guys time to all talk about all your websites and how to get your books. But before we do that, I think we'll take maybe one more question. I see a lot of people, the switchboard is blowing up. Y'all did it. I knew y'all would. So let me see let me see if I can get one more question in for you. Last 4-4-0-0-2, you have a question.
This is actually Imani calling in from her parking lot at work.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Imani.
Hey,
Miss Lisa,
how you guys?
Hey.
So you just listening in?
No, she's an author. Imani, this is Imani True, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. This is, yeah, Imani True. She has a short story in the anthology. It's titled Just a Fuck.
Hey, Just a Fuck, I like that. Okay, I like that shit. You had to explain that one. Come on, baby.
Well, the concept of the story is told from a male perspective, actually, so I also got my husband.
Oh, we were just talking about that. We were just talking about that. Okay.
I caught that, but I think a lot of times us women want to peek into a male's mind and how he's looking at a situation and why he does the things that he does. So I wrote that first person in the male perspective, two grown people getting together, it's just a fuck. Just like I said, it means nothing. They both know what it is, and when they're done, they're done. It's convenient for both, and when it's not, you know, they hook up when it's convenient, and that's it. That's all it is.
And I like that. Straight to the point, cut straight to the point, you know, no problem.
No games involved.
Oh, I know that's right. Now, we got 26 minutes. What I want to do now, ladies, is I want each one of you to go down the line, tell them about your websites, how they can get in contact with you if they want to get you to come in and do book signings or whatever, and then how they can get this book, because everybody wants this book because I know it's hot, and I'm going to get mine, so... Let's go down the line. So we'll start with Tamika, since you're the head, you're the spearheader here. We'll start with you, and then we'll go down the line, okay?
Okay. Well, anyone who wants to get Between the Sheets, you can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Borders. You can even go inside of the stores. If the stores do not have them, please request them. The more requests that we get from inside the stores, the more they'll start bringing the books in automatically. So always go in any store, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, even Books & Million, and request that book, even your libraries. And you can also get it at DelphinePublications.com, and also a lot of artists will be selling on their individual websites as well. And as far as my personal books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, And my personal website, which is TamikaNewhouse.com, it's T-A-M-I-K-A. And also DelphinePublications.com, all my titles are sold there as well.
All right. So who's next?
This is Entice.
Okay,
and,
I was waiting on it.
Okay. And you will definitely be able to get the book online, like Tamika said, Amazon.com. Also on my website, I'm going to upload it on there. And at any event I'm at, you can get it from me. I will definitely have some on hand at all times. I do believe in supporting my African-American bookstores, so definitely try to go to them. Make sure that they have the book as well. Wherever you can. If you can't, email us all. We'll tell you which stores you can go in your city to find it.
All right. All right, who's next?
Well, this is Anna Black. My website is www.annablack.net. All my books are sold there. 20 Sheets, Now You Want to Come Back, and Luck of the Draw. You can also get all of my titles, including Between the Sheets, at DelphinePublications.com as well. That is my publication company. If you go to me and Tamika, titles are there also together, and Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all those good places. So, and definitely check out my website, because I do have different promotions going on where you can get two for a certain price, or all three for a certain price. So if you want to kind of save some money and get some personalized copies, I do recommend you go to annablack.net to order your copy.
All right. Who's next?
Okay, this is just me. And I don't have a personal website yet, but I am on Facebook. And my name on Facebook, of course, is Just Me, Felicia. And
that a few minutes here. Go ahead.
Great. and Between the Sheets is actually my first. I'm new. This is my first chance of getting published that I took, and I jumped on it. So, of course, you can get, I'm in Between the Sheets, and you can get that on TamikaNewhouse.com, Delphine Publications, Amazon, Borders, and again, like she said, please go in the store and request the book. But again, I'm on Facebook, and you can order it there as well.
Who's the next lady?
This is Dr. Jamika, and also I'm also part of the Delphine Publications family. You can get the book from www.delphinepublications.com. You can also get the book from me, either by phone or email. The phone number to call is 414-368-9644. The email is at Author Jamika, that's spelled JHAMIKA@gmail.com, and my Facebook name is Author Jamika on Facebook.
Okay. I know there's more.
This is Amani True. Again, you can get Between the Sheets at all the stores that Tamika mentioned, online at Amazon.com, Delphine Publications. We are also in the process of uploading that to our website, which is True Sky Media, TrueSkyMedia.com. And we'll have a separate cart just for Between the Sheets, and we'll have specials also.
All right. Did I miss anyone?
No. But I wanted to add one thing. If anyone goes to DelphinePublications.com, you click on Between the Sheets, it'll take you to the Facebook fan page. You'll see a list of every single author that's in the anthology, and it directs you to their personal website. So if anyone is confused, you can do that. Just go to Delphine Publications, click on Between the Sheets, and it'll take you straight to everyone. And also, each of the authors are placed in different cities, and each of them will be doing their own thing and doing their own book signings, and all of that will be on a Delphine calendar. So if you go on to DelphinePublications.com and you click on Delphine Author Events, it'll pop up a calendar, and you'll see where everybody is nationwide.
All right.
And you know what, Tamika, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was just about to plug the San Antonio event for next Sunday. It's a Between the Sheets release party,
And if I'm correct, Tamika Newhouse will be there. Of course, myself, I will be there. And I believe, Anna, you're coming down, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Anna Black will be there. So you have at least three of the authors from Between the Sheets, and we'll be at Club Mirage, which is Soul Train Sundays in San Antonio. And there's actually a toy party beforehand, and the toy party starts at 8. The music and everything starts at 9, and we are set to have a good time.
I know that's really good. Y'all better get on that, people out there that's listening, my fans and everybody, the fans of these fine ladies who's doing this great work for you and doing these stories. You got to support them, and that's what we're about. We want to do that. So, but ladies, before I let y'all go, we got 19 minutes left, and of course, if there's any more callers out there that want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. Just in case anybody was confused, this is Grown Folks Radio. So before we go, I got one more question that I want to ask you, ladies. You all can chime in on it. The question that we always get is, why do men always want to have a freak in the bed, but when it's time to get married, they don't want to have one? Who wants to stop on that one first?
Ooh, can I do that one?
You can. Whoever wants to chime in.
I want to do that one.
Okay.
Hello?
Everybody got it, right?
Men want a freak because they want a woman who's going to try a little bit of everything.
Right.
Okay? But this is my belief. Mm-hmm. It's good to have a freak in the bedroom and a woman out the sheets. Because as long as he's taken care of, that's all that matters. And as long as that woman is to do whatever it takes to please her man, that will keep a happy home. And that's what's important.
I know that's right. But you know what before you answer, next person, one thing I want to add to that is some of these men that I've been talking to, they are silly because they'll get a freak and then they get to worrying about how does she learn all this. Does it matter?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Go ahead and chime on that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Learn? Tamika?
I'm probably the youngest one as a bunch, and I probably have the least amount of different partners and probably the least amount of experience. But we all have an imagination, and it's just like just me, title of her story, Imagine. So, I mean, we all have imaginations. We all can, we're not stupid. I mean, we can think of different things to do. And so there's also different, you know, things out there as far as, like, you know, videos, you know, porn videos. You know, if you sit down with your man and you can watch a video, like an erotic video like that with your man, I mean, I think every woman should eventually try to do that because that's arousing for both. Trust. Been there, done that.
Right.
And just use your imagination. And, you know, there's a lot of different stuff out there where you can kind of build on techniques. And, you know what, I was even looking at that that manual by the Superhead female. She got a manual out there with a whole bunch of different.
Yeah, her.
I don't call her Korean Steffens. I just try to call her by her name, Superhead.
Because that's who she is, Superhead. You're right. Okay.
But she has a manual out and, you know, teaching you all different stuff and just an example on how you can kind of build up your freakness, if that's a word.
But you know something, I just don't understand, like I said, these guys that get these women and they do these things for them and then they want to, you know, when it's time to take them home to mama, it's like they get stupid. I don't understand that. I mean, if the woman is willing to do these things to satisfy you, then what does it matter where she learned it from? Or who, you know, as long as she's doing just you, what's the problem?
Yeah, I get what.
I don't understand that, but you know, you got these guys, and I've asked this question before, and they get all messed up with it, so I just wanted to get
this must be from personal experience, Ray, and I feel some testosterone in your voice. What's going on? You want to talk about it?
This ain't me, baby. This ain't me. I have no problems because I love freaks. I'm a freak, so I got no problems. You can bring all you want. That ain't me. I'm just going, this is everybody else that I'm spoken with.
You know what I believe? What I believe is, especially in the African-American community, and that's why I chose the name that I chose, because I write under a pseudonym, if you couldn't tell. We are raised to believe that a freak is not somebody, well, the men are raised to believe, from what I understand, from is that you can have a freak all you want to, and these are the words that I've heard come out of some mama's mouth, because I kind of look at them at work when they say it, don't bring that bitch home. And that's what they were saying. It's like, wow. And as women, I mean, I'm going to put it out there. I'm a church girl, okay?
Right.
So, yes, that's part of the reason I write under a pseudonym. We are raised that our feelings are not important. Our wants and our desires are not important. So we need to make sure that our man is taken care of. You do what you have to do to make sure he's taken care of, but don't do nothing crazy. Don't,
right,
if he asks
right,
you to do something crazy, you walk away.
Exactly.
We need to learn that what pleases him probably will please us. And I'm a firm believer, I will try anything once.
Right.
If I enjoy it, it's on and popping. If I don't enjoy it, don't ask me to do it again.
and that's good. I mean, I don't see why nobody would want that. And when you was asking personal experience, it's not me. But I just get tired of hearing a lot of my frat brothers, a lot of men that I've spoken with, that talk about this. And I'm like, man, how are you going to judge a woman like that now? What if she asks you questions like that about where you've been and the things you're doing? You know, then you'd be wrong. You know, it's just not correct. And I just wanted to get the lady's perspective on that because, you know, it's just, I think it's, you know, the way men are, treat women in this country anyway, with all the taboo and all the things that they do, I think it's just, it's really bad, you know, how we put women where they can't be out there. A man can be a whore all day. He can go out there and fuck everybody, and he's the man. But if a woman does it, then she's a hoe and everything. You know, I just don't understand why it has to be that way. That's why I wanted to ask that question to you ladies.
You know what?
Yes, go ahead.
This Anna Black, I just want to say there's not one correct answer for this question because every individual is different. I can truly say that some men, and it's just an opinion, not a solid answer, I think some men really kind of get intimidated because if you have a woman that's good, and sometimes in some cases real good, men get a little like, well, if she this good and she take care of business like this, they probably get a little, when they get that little feeling that they want to back off or not do this, not do that, you scared that you can't keep up. That's just my opinion.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? They can't keep up. I think they worried think that she going to know more. You're right. I believe that.
I think they worried that they can't keep up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I believe you're right on that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just think that they're a little intimidated. And then you think, like, if she like this, if I can't handle her, somebody, another dude can swoop in and take my place. So I don't
right.
think it has anything to do with the fact that, because men will love a woman that's educated, smart, and keep up a great appearance in front of everybody. And then she come home and turn his ass out. I think men would love that if they on her level.
Hey, I'm a man. I'm going to tell you right now. If I got a woman that's going to turn me out every time, hey, she can do it. I don't care where she learned it from, and I mean that. So, you know,
exactly.
It's like, you know, as long as you're doing me and that's it, you know, let me do you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. But I just wanted to ask because, like I said, you got a lot of men out here who talk this smack. You know, they talk all this, I'll say shit if y'all don't mind. They talk this
you
shit.
Can.
And then they, and you know, it's bull because, you know they want this, but they worried about who knows her and all this or if somebody else didn't have her. It shouldn't matter. Especially if you're in love with this woman and y'all together, it shouldn't matter where they learned or whatever.
They would just worry about who's going to backtrack and come take her from them. That's how
you are absolutely correct. Boy, I tell you, but so how am I going to get a copy of this book? Because I want a copy from all of y'all signed. I mean, I want one book that has all y'all signatures. So how do I do that?
I got an idea.
Okay.
Buy the book.
Oh,
and then mail it to each, and then you mail it to each Arthur. And cover all the postage. So in other words,
well,
you're gonna
probably
have to hold on one book.
You would do that to me, but that's okay. I might just do that.
He ain't gonna do that. We got my black folks here.
I just want to get the book though, and I would like to have it signed by all of y'all because y'all all are great writers, and I definitely want to be part. You know, having this in my collection of books because, and like I said, you know, y'all took time out with it and you did it. And for those who never wrote erotica before and tried it out, I think that's great because as authors, we all should try to write other things besides staying in one genre or doing just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I try to write paranormal. That's like I told Anna before. I do some paranormal writing as well under another name. And I do, you know, I don't try to keep myself stuck in one genre because I like to write. So it doesn't matter what it is. And you know, I just don't want to be stuck in one area. So that's just me personally. But how do y'all feel about that?
Well, now that I wrote my first erotic short story, I think I'm going to venture out and do a little bit more, I ain't going to say erotic writing, but a little bit more sensual writing in my writing. Because like I said, I leave it to the professionals. If you do it, you're good at it, great. You know, so I think as I grow and go along, I think I eventually have me an erotic novel. But until then, I'm going to keep working on it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, my sexual scenes in my book have always been semi on the verge of erotic. So, I mean, it's like I'm a writer and I have this vivid imagination. And also I have these fantasies. And, you know, I'm trying to live out all of my expectations in life because, like I tell everybody, we only live once, which is why I'm doing a lot of different dreams and things I want to do all at once. So, I mean, like, why not? So a lot of things that I write about, I pretty much try. So I encourage all women to definitely be a trisexual. As long as you're not bringing, my only thing is I won't bring another woman to my bedroom. That's one thing I would not ever do.
But would you write about that, though? I mean, you don't have to actually do it.
Oh, yeah.
Would you write?
Well, my shirt has a female, on female, scene. And that's just imagination. They're not saying that Tamika's going to try that, but that's just the imagination that I put into my short story.
Well, that's just like in my book, my second novel, Scandalous Motives, Relentless Ambitions. There is some homosexual activity that goes on in the book, but I am not a homosexual, and I
very
don't
interesting.
No, I'm kidding, but I have a scene in there. Well, there's a couple of scenes, but there's some homosexual scenes in it. But I wanted to be – I didn't want to just write about men or women having sex together and men having sex with women. I wanted to be fair to everyone that's reading so they can get all sides of it. I've never tried it, don't have a desire to do it, but I did write those things in there just so I can give myself that –
wow. You know what? I got to read that. Were you saying what a brother was putting it in and stuff like that?
I explained the whole thing.
Hey, what did you draw that from? Come on, you're stuttering. No, I'm not, let me answer you. Okay, this is how it goes.
Now, I'm not stupid, okay? We know that there are certain things that you can only do as a male with a male, all right? So the only thing you can do is just kind of like take what your imagination of what you might think it would be. And, you know, I was in the military for 20 years, so, you know, I've seen some people that did certain things, you know what I mean? I have never been in the acts myself, but I could just have an imagination. Just like you said, the imagination of two women being together, you just imagine what it would be like. And that's the only thing that I did. So, you know, take a look at
you
it.
Know
go
what?
To Scandalous Motives, Religious Ambitions. Huh?
I'm going to just say, I just got to say something in your defense. Now, I am not gay. I'm not a lesbian. I don't even go for that freaky man on man type thing. But I'm tell you, me and my girlfriend one time being adventurous, we watched some gay porn because I didn't want to see what those
people. I've seen gay porn too.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, when I saw the gay porn section, I'm like, let me check some of this out. I just want to see what the big, you know, hoopla is about. So I had to see in a couple scenes. I'm trying to write a book on what goes down.
Right. Well, you know, and that's where I got some of it, too, kind of watching some of it. I mean, you got to do something. You got to get your research, but you don't have to actually perform the act to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So my thing was I was just trying to figure out what it was because I didn't want to be labeled as an author that only was a male perspective side of it. I wanted to try to put some women want to know about the male sex.
Right.
So I put that in there because I want the book to sell for one, and two, I want them to be able to get something. You know, it doesn't necessarily, like I said, everybody wants to ask you, did you do something because you wrote it? But no, it's not necessarily true. I wrote it, but it's imagination, and that's what authors do. So, you know, you got to bring your imagination and be able to make it real to a point where people think you might have done it, even if you didn't. So that's how I did that. So, I mean, you know, if you get a chance, go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com. There are some stories there you can read, or you can go to my Red Snapper on Facebook, and there's, I think I do have that excerpt from that, actually that story of the male-male deal pinned there. If not, just get with me on urbanerotic@gmail.com, and I'll make sure you get it so you can read it and see what you think.
Okay.
Cool.
But, you know, ladies, we got about 5 minutes, and I really, really, really thank you all for coming on the show and taking time out of y'all's busy schedules for coming here and on Word Sexy Radio. And I definitely want to have each one and every one of you back on again, as well as together, because I know there's going to be a Between the Sheets too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a series, right?
Yeah. Are y'all going to do a part two of it, right?
We got to focus on Between the Sheets part one first and see how these articles hustle, and then we'll talk about part two.
Trust me, the way y'all explain the way this book is, I don't think you'll have a problem selling that book. Okay? I don't think you'll have a problem with that. So you might as well go ahead and start preparing for Between the Sheets.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I say we give you a taste of what it's like. We let the listeners get a taste of it before we let them go.
Well, yeah, do that. I'll be happy to read it. You know, like I said, I know y'all good at it. So, and I have an anthology myself called Contagious Lust that I started, and I want to try to do a part two to that. But I only had a couple of authors, me and another author, do it because I couldn't. I was trying. It was kind of hard to get people that wanted to write erotic at the time that I was doing it, but. You know, Contagious Lust too. I want to do that, so we'll see what we can do.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you bringing us on and allowing us to expose ourselves, and we hope that everybody does go out there and get Between the Sheets.
They better. Y'all better get it. So thank y'all for calling in, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to go ahead and go on out right now, but y'all go ahead and support these ladies. Between the Sheets, get that book, because I'm telling you, it's hot. All right, ladies. Thank y'all so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. So this has been Word Sexy Radio, and you have been listening to Red Snapper and Tamika and Friends, and we've been doing our thing right now on the show, and it's been great. I really enjoyed the show, and if you missed it, you can get a copy of this show. I'm going to make sure all the ladies get a chance to get a copy of it so they can put it on their websites as well, and we're going to go for it. So until next time. May God be with you and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.